Time once again for our monthly catch-up with RNIB's campaigns team. Got a few topics to go through today. Ross, tell us what the discussion points are.
Yep, we're going to be hearing from Rasheen, who is our policy officer for employment, about access to work. We're going to be hearing from Hadija, who is a policy officer for accessibility and accessible information, about the My Info, My Way campaign. And we're also going to be hearing about RNIB's Chief Social Change Officer, Vivian Francis, who gave evidence recently in Parliament.
Well, let's dive straight in then and take a look at some issues around access to work. Rasheen, perhaps you could start by telling us just a little bit about the scheme itself.
Access to work is a government scheme which supports people with disabilities, including blind and partially sighted people, in work. It can cover a range of support that people might need to do their jobs, from a support worker to kind of travel to work to specialist technology. And when it works, it's fantastic at kind of supporting blind and partially sighted people to be in work.
Access to work has been around for decades now, but what are these ongoing problems, or what are the problems that appear to have gotten worse over time?
For well over a year now, our big concern and something we're hearing increasingly from blind and partially sighted people are just the huge delays that people are facing, either in kind of applying to the scheme or claiming back funds that they need in terms of reimbursement for the support that they're getting. And we're hearing time and time again from people that the delays are so long and it's kind of jeopardising people's jobs prospects, or people maybe facing performance management. So it's having a really devastating impact on blind and partially sighted people.
I know for a while they were talking about COVID, which had issues and presented problems, but you know, we're quite a bit past that now. So what are they saying are the problems?
Yeah, what we're hearing from the DWP and from the Minister for Disabled People is that there's been an increase in the number of people applying to access to work, which has caused the delays. But obviously we need to see kind of additional resources put into DWP so that they can be processing applications and processing claims. A lot of the rhetoric and a lot of the things that we're hearing from the government is that they want to be supporting even more disabled people into work. So we need an access to work scheme that can meet the demands that it's getting.
So they're looking for more money and they need more staff as well. What about the work that's being done by, you know, charities and organisations like RNIB to lobby or petition for change as well?
Back in January, we put together a report to really kind of highlight the impact that delays are having on blind and partially sighted people. And in that report, we put kind of key recommendations, like you've mentioned, like an adequately resourced system that we think the DWP need to put in place. We've taken the report now to the DWP, to ministers, to MPs, to our partners in the VI Charity Sector Partnership. And I recently spoke in Parliament to the all-party parliamentary group for eye health and visual impairment. We've also talked to the Minister for Disabled People, Tom Persglove, and it was great to see a few weeks ago he came to a parliamentary drop-in that we ran for MPs. And when we spoke to him, he did say getting access to work was high on his agenda. So we're in touch with him and talking about how we can support through some of the training that we could be delivering to staff in access to work around assistive technology and the range of jobs that blind and partially sighted people can do.
Thanks so much, Rasheen. And on the access to work topic, Ross, you've got some more ways that people can get involved and get some help and support.
Yep. So if you have received an inadequate or inaccessible service from Access to Work, we strongly encourage people to make a complaint. And we recently launched new template letters that people can use to send an official complaint to the DWP and their local MP. So firstly, people add their experiences of access to work and fill in their details. You know, those issues could include things like delays, inaccessibility of the service, inadequate support, or whatever else it might be. On the next stage, your experience will be inserted into a pre-written template letter, which you can personalise to your heart's content, which will be sent directly to the DWP. And then the next stage is that your experience will also be inserted into a pre-written template addressed to your local MP. And again, you can personalise that if you wish. You can visit rnib.in/ATWCR to take the online action. And if you need any support with doing that or have any other queries, then Shameen will have all the relevant contact details at the end.
Also, we're looking at accessible information, especially important if you were to think of things like doctor's appointments or dealing with hospitals and so on. But it's not been easy for blind and partially sighted people to get information in an accessible format. Hadija, you've been following this and working on this campaign. It's been going on for some time now, but it's been re-energised once again. So tell us more.
In England, we've had the Accessible Information Standard in place since 2016, and this is a framework for health and social care providers to consistently give people their information in a format that they can read. But unfortunately, up to this point, it hasn't been implemented very well at all. We know that 77% of people with communication needs rarely or never receive their healthcare information in a format that they can read and understand. But as you say, Alan, this summer, there will be an update to the Accessible Information Standard, which we hope will correct all the issues that we're currently seeing to make sure that people can receive their health information in a format that they can read and understand.
Is that the same across, say, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland as well? Do they have their own rules, or is there work still to be done there as well?
Across all countries in the UK, there are consistent issues with people receiving their healthcare information in a way that they can read and understand. It's not just England. Everybody is having issues with implementing this. The Accessible Information Standard specifically is in place in England. However, in Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales, they all have their own legislation protecting this right and enshrined in law. It's just actually making that those rights a reality that we are struggling with. So RNAB launched our My Info, My Way campaign on the 16th of May. So we've had over 250 pieces of media coverage, some of that being national, print, radio, television, which is really exciting. So it shows that people are quite engaged with this topic. So RNAB has created some guides for people to be able to notify their healthcare providers about their required formats and also how to complain if you're not currently receiving your information in a format that you can read. And again, as I say, complain if you're not getting it, because that's the only way we're expecting to see change, is for people to see that there's an actual demand for this information. Another thing that's happened is we've got a survey on our website where people can share their experiences of receiving accessible information, whether it's positive or negative, so that when we can then map everybody's experiences and see what areas in the UK are giving accessible information well and which ones aren't, and what we can improve on. And finally, on our website, we've got some new resources for health and social care providers to actually improve their adherence to the Accessible Information Standard. So that's improving their social media, making meetings accessible, making their print information more accessible. So that can all be found on our website, which is www.rnib.org.uk/myinfomyway.
Thanks so much, Hadija. Some food for thought there. Lots to squeeze in today. We will give contact details a little bit later as well. Shameen, I know you want to mention news on our recent events at Westminster, where RNIB presented at the Women and Equalities Committee.
Yeah, last week we were invited to give evidence on the challenges disabled consumers face to the Parliament's Women and Equalities Select Committee as part of its inquiry into the National Disability Strategy. Our Chief Social Change Officer, Vivian Francis, represented RNIB alongside the Business Disability Forum, Purple, and the Research Institute for Disabled Consumers. Vivian shared the barriers blind and partially sighted people face in accessing goods and services and the potential solutions, including ensuring there are tactile markings on bank cards, ATMs and payment terminals, creating accessible streets and improving the accessibility of websites and packaging. Around 68% of blind and partially sighted people said going shopping for things they wanted had a positive impact on their quality of life, but only 17% agree that they could happily do this. Inclusive design starts by working with consumers to factor in their needs. This was a great opportunity to get that message across to the people who can make a difference.
We could go into a lot more detail about all of these topics, of course, and you can get the chance to do that as well and take part in some of the feedback. Shireen, do you want to tell people how they can do that?
Yeah, if you want to find out more about any of the items mentioned today or how to get involved, email campaigns@rnib.org.uk or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. You can also go to rnib.org.uk/news and select campaigning as the news topic, or follow us on Twitter using our handle at @rnib_campaigns for regular campaigning updates.
Great. We'll be back again next month with more news, but thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.